This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Many dentists will say they want dental care to get the attention that other health care gets. With that, they'd like to see more state funding go towards taking care of people's teeth. Shemaine Mills has the final story in WPR's three-part series on oral health care.
Dentists will tell you they deal with a lot of neglect. They often see patients who ignore their teeth. And dentists say they, too, are neglected, slighted by what they consider inadequate state funding. Monica Hebel is with the Wisconsin Dental Association. She recently compared their profession to a downtrodden fairy tale character.
We're like the little Cinderella stepchild, oral health is. And so when we come, everybody says, oh, well, everybody wants an increase and their rates. And then that's kind of the door shuts in our face.
The most recent state budget increased money for a variety of health services like nursing homes, school mental health, and long-term support for children with disabilities. Previously, some dentists also got a boost with higher Medicaid rates in a four-county pilot program. State health officials haven't determined yet if paying dentists more increases access. A formal evaluation of the Medicaid pilot is supposed to come out this fall. Even those who want more state funds say it's a complicated problem with no silver bullet. It can be difficult for low-income patients to understand why tooth care is important, and the message can't sink in, Hebel says, with more pressing needs on their mind.
Because of so many of the other things that are going on in their lives, trying to pay the bills and get food on the table. And so when we talk about brushing twice a day, that just kind of goes down to the bottom of the list.
And if they need a dentist, they have to find one that takes Medicaid. That's just the first hurdle. Getting to the dentist can be difficult, says Michael Schwartz Oscar. He oversees a nonprofit dental clinic in Green Bay called Oral Health Partnership. It's part of the state's pilot program.
Some of them have a lot of barriers to transportation. Some of them are looking day to day for jobs and job interviews. So we get a ton of cancellations, you know, and we have to overfill our schedule so that we can continue to be productive.
Another hurdle is the paperwork, not only for dentists, but the patients. Schwartz Oscar.
One of the biggest barriers for all programs all around the nation, getting the health history, the informed consents back so that we can see children in our clinics is one of the barriers. So we keep working on that.
These obstacles are why only 30% of Wisconsin children on Medicaid got dental care in 2015, the worst rate in the country. And for adults, it's no better. Many of them end up in the ER, says Wisconsin Hospital Association's Laura Rose.
In 2016, there were over 32,000 emergency department visits for preventable oral health conditions. And when you look at the data and break it down, most of those people that are coming in have either abscesses or something that's occurred because of a lack of poor oral hygiene.
A new state law allows dental hygienists to provide limited treatment in nursing homes, primary care clinics, and other settings, something Rose calls a step in the right direction. There's also a bill to allow what are called dental therapists. They're mid-level providers similar to physician assistants in medicine. There may be no quick cure for improving dental access in the state. It's been a concern for decades, but the issue may finally be getting the attention that dentists have long sought. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.